Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Adam in for Chad as we continue, 207 on CCO. We bring into the conversation Rochelle Olson, columnist at the Star Tribune, the Minnesota Star Tribune. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Appreciate her time. I wish we had some lighter topics, but I wanted to start with this, Rochelle, because we just had the update on this child, Sophia, who's still at the hospital, critical condition, and just the horrific injury she sustained in the Annunciation shooting last week. And we've had a lot more on it this week, including the vice presidential visit, parents speaking out. As you continue to consume the news and cover the news and your fellow reporters cover this, just what's been your takeaway over the last few days here?
Well, that's a broad question.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to me to see whether – there's this momentum is sustained.
Right.
I mean, I think you saw the parents of the children who are still alive and still in the hospital and still dealing with their injuries, sort of pleading for something, which is what I wrote a column about this week. And I mean, it's easy to say, well, that won't take all the assault weapons off the street or whatever. It's like, but man, can't we do something to make it a little harder for people to get these high capacity, super destructive weapons that they're not, I mean, we're always going to have lots of them. You can't get them off the streets at this point.
Yep.
But you're going to arm school children with them now? I mean, they've been involved in so many mass shootings. It's really breathtaking. And there's that Onion headline we've all seen where, right, where every time one of these things happens, there's that Onion headline, only nation where this happens says there's nothing they can do about it,
right.
Something like that. And that's what we do. And when you even saw the vice president, when he was here, his quote, I wish I'd included it in Cheers and Jeers, but he said something to the effect of, oh, yeah, I hope we can do something so we have fewer of these. And I'm like, fewer?
Right.
How about let's get it down to zero?
Yeah.
How about that?
I'm glad you pointed that out. I heard that, too. And yes, fewer of these. It's like, really? I mean, that not good phrasing, to say the least, from the vice president. And I say that as someone who, I'm not one of these people who says, just stay away. Don't come here. I appreciate that he took the time to show up and show up in this community.
Yeah.
And I think I applaud that move. But I agree. Yeah, those comments seemed awfully tone deaf to me. And the thing about it, too, is like, I wonder if you feel this way. It's like hearing from these parents And it's like, wow, this is really eye-opening that they, you know, their kids are still in the hospital and they feel strong enough to come out and make these statements. But am I just ignoring that these statements have been made in other communities that have experienced the same tragedy? Honestly, because, and that's the sad part about it, is like it's happened so damn much in other parts of the country that it's barely a blip anymore. And then the only reason we're so focused on it here is because it's here, because it happened here.
Well, yes, that's true. And it's also, I mean, I sometimes, and this is like very dark journalism humor, but I sometimes it's like, well, shrug, you know, should we even be covering these? Are these even news anymore? And I know that's very dark, but we've had, and I went back this week and looked at them. There've been some really good stories, like in the Washington Post and the New York Times, detailing the aftermath of shootings in other cities, Uvalde, mm-hmm. I think, I'm sure Parkland, but talking in detail about what these weapons do at a level that I'm not going to go into because it's too graphic and it's too upsetting.
Yeah.
It's all out there. And there are images, not so much of bodies, but you get an appreciation. I mean, and I'll just say one, and it's graphic, a little graphic, but not really, considering what these children just went through. These first responders are running into these buildings, and they're slipping all over the blood mm-hmm. on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, which is a detail, it's something that I hadn't really thought about. You know, that's something you don't think about unless you're there, but that's what we're putting our school kids through.
Mm-hmm.
Not just school children. I mean, I think it could, we know it could happen to any of us, anytime, any place,
anywhere,
a mall,
anywhere,
a theater, anywhere. So, I would think we'd do more than shrug, but I don't know. I mean, is it going to, 2 weeks from now, are we still going to be talking about it? I don't know. That's what I really, again, you saw the Republicans came out with their proposal in Minnesota, yesterday. There's nothing really about guns. There's stuff about more mental health care, mm-hmm. as if the Republicans have ever been big on that before. And, you know, making us not a and it's about transgender people as if they're the ones shooting up everything. But so it's, so they are not showing any indication they're willing to do anything on high capacity magazines or these weapons of mass destruction that people seem to be able to get their hands on at will. So I don't know. I wonder, 2 weeks from now, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question. And we just got literally right before you came on the air, we got another email from the state Republican Party Deputy Chair Donna Bergstrom, still harping on the fact that, you know, Jacob Frey condemning those who as a profession of faith who intended to provide. No, they miss the point of what he had to say, saying that prayer, they're not ridiculing people for praying. If all you do is simply praying and hoping that that's the solution, that's not the answer. And that's what he was criticizing. And at the same time, they criticize people for politicizing the tragedy when that's exactly what they're doing.
Of course. And Chad and I talked about this last week, that the way they twisted that comment from the Minneapolis mayor, and that's not, and at this point, I haven't seen her latest statement from the state GOP, but it seems willful at this point that they're clearly trying to distract from having a discussion about any of the real issues here, mm-hmm. to perpetuate this sort of falsehood about what the mayor mm-hmm. said. So it's horrible. And then you think, you think about these kids who are still in the hospital and fighting for their lives and their quality of life. Yeah. And this is the best we can do. You know, shame on us, I guess. I don't know.
We'll take a break and then we'll get to the cheers and jeers. A couple that we'll point out, including Minneapolis. You know, the Minneapolis City Council continues to just, you know, just again earn the respect of all of us, and another great example. We'll get to that with Rochelle Olson, her cheers and jeers up next on CCO.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Reboot. Adam in for Chad. I'll just finish what I was going to say. I'm in for Chad. We continue our conversation with Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. And Jeremiah Ellison, a Harvard fellow, but he says, hey, I can be a city councilman. I can do the meetings virtually. What's the problem? What is the problem, Rochelle?
I can be two places at once.
Yeah, come on. It's the virtual age.
Well, I think, and I'm certain that Councilmember Ellison has made the case many times over his tenure, the needs in North Minneapolis are not insignificant. Mm-hmm. And I think part of being a city council member, it is a form of local government when constituents might want to be in close contact yeah. with their council member. And I mean, great that he got a fellowship at Harvard, but I also would, in a similar vein, think if you have some sort of leadership fellowship at Harvard, you might want to be focused on that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like pick a lane. Couldn't he have deferred for a year or something, or a semester? I don't know. I mean, it seems like a great opportunity, but so is being a Minneapolis City Council member. And he's collecting paychecks. I guess it would be considered a stipend from Harvard, but
not insignificant, by the way. Not insignificant one.
Right. I don't know if that's for just a semester or if that's for a year, but yeah, close to 60 grand, right? And they provide, it appears they provide lodging as well. Yeah. I mean, nothing fancy, but, I would think that being at City Hall and being able to converse with your colleagues and staff about what your constituents were contacting you about would be important. It doesn't make any sense. And then his sort of arrogant response to it, very dismissive. Yeah, no, nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, yes, there is. Mm-hmm. And you're elected to fill a certain term. It's like, well, if you don't want to fill the term, maybe you should do the right thing and resign. I don't know. He only has a few months left, but it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't seem like he would be doing either job particularly well. Paying half attention to both at the same time, something like that, or if it's even half, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Tom Emmer, he gets the jeers, too. We'll go down to another one just to try to do this equal opportunity. What's your beef with Tom Emmer?
Well, he's constantly, every time I go on Twitter, whatever it is, X, I don't even want to repeat it. He constantly is calling out Walls for being a, quote, failure, among other things. But he says it all the time, which is, okay, name-calling. But if he disagrees with Walls, they're not having constructive conversations
right
behind the scenes, right?
He's saying this in public but having, nicer conversation behind the scenes. And by the way, fair criticism many times of our current governor.
Well, of course. I mean, he's certainly up for criticism, but it's like, why, if you think he's a failure, if you legitimately think he's a failure, this is your state,
yeah,
too. Why are you not working on, I don't know, solutions for some of this stuff? Instead, he's just constantly sort of trying to chip away at Walls. And I know they used to be, I don't know if they were friends, but they were actually quite friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And now Emmer is more interested, it seems, in playing to an audience of one. I mean, he doesn't talk to us either. I don't think he talks to most Minnesota
nope
journalists
nope
either. He generally refuses. He does talk to Fox News. He has his select outlets that he speaks with, but the mainstream media is not among them. So that's clearly a strategy, and frustrating one at that. Sort of an indication of, again, that he's not interested in having conversations with anyone beyond a very small group of people. And I guess I would expect more from a leader, I would hope. But all the Republicans in Congress, pretty much the same deal. They've made a strategic or whatever decision not to talk to the mainstream media.
Yeah.
So, or hold town hall meetings, I might add. They aren't holding open meetings because they sure they would get a lot of people angry at them.
Talking to the media, one just as a side too, I mean, there's plenty of Democrats too who just like when I got here, you probably have a similar experience, but I've been here since 2001, and it used to be when I was in the newsroom, it was a fairly easy thing to get any Minnesota member of Congress on the telephone.
Yes.
It didn't matter, Republican, Democrat, no matter what. That is extraordinarily different now, and it's not just Republicans. Do you find the same thing?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. It depends on the person.
It depends on if they're running, what their next office, what they plan to do.
And some are more, some definitely are more guarded, but some are, I mean, and I spend a lot of I cover the legislature more than the congressional. I have historically covered more of the legislature. And so if they don't take your call or are not being helpful, you can always sort of go look for them in the hallways,
mm-hmm,
or show up at their office, which is one thing I like about covering the legislature as opposed to Congress. That
right
can be like a day-long tracking mission. Well, I know. I mean, seriously, that's what reporters often have to do out there. But, yeah, it's become more challenging, that's for sure.
I didn't even know this story until I read this. The jeers to the Itasca County residents' exotic pets. You want to explain that one?
Well, it sounds like they were executing a search warrant on a suspected drug operation.
Yeah.
In this community, it's just an hour east of Bemidji, and they found all these poisonous. Well, they found one poisonous. What, a green mamba?
Green mamba that was ill and had died. We're sorry to hear that. Yeah.
But also, there's such a thing as a foot-long venomous centipede.
That, my God. Like, I didn't need to read that, because centipedes, if they're totally harmless, are still disgusting. And I'm sure there's a point to a centipede that they do some good in the society. Doesn't mean I want to see them. But
they're always a little jarring, right?
They're totally jarring.
Now there's one that's a foot long?
And venomous. Right. Yeah, I don't
right.
need that.
So, and then people are willingly keeping them as pets?
Yeah.
To what end? I don't know. And it's just not right. I mean, no good can come of that. We've seen invasive species. If one day it's a pet, and the next thing you know, we've got an invasive species.
Yes, right. They're all over the
northern
place.
Northern Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
We don't need that.
We're no longer going to Brainerd because it's infested with 12-inch venomous centipedes. No, we don't need that. And
no.
Did you go? You know, I've talked to you obviously a few times over the years. You went to Kansas, correct?
I went to Kansas for grad school. Yes.
For grad school. Are you from Kansas?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm from Bloomington. Bloomington. I went to Bloomington Kennedy.
Bloomington Kennedy. I probably knew that at some point, but my memory is.
Well, I can't believe you forgot.
I know.
That's
sorry.
Just unbelievable.
The reason I bring up the Kansas thing, there are a lot of kids from Minnesota who go to Kansas. They must have a good out-state program, a recruitment effort in these parts, because I see a lot of kids going to Kansas.
Well, yeah, it was. I think that's true. I don't know if they have a good recruitment, but I know the tuition, it's pretty affordable. I think it's cheaper than the U. It's nice because it's Lawrence is maybe an 8-hour drive if you're taking your time, so you can get there pretty quickly. And it is, surprise, surprise, if you haven't been down there, it's a beautiful campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in... It's not in the heart of a big city, so it's very much a college town, and I had a great time there. Can't speak highly, and then people I know go down there, they have a great experience, so just loved it down there.
Where'd you get your undergraduate? This is like get to know Rochelle here.
I know, no, well, that's not as exciting, but I did go to Hamline here.
Oh,
in
Hamline, yeah.
Yeah, so.
MIAC for life, Gustavus, I'm a Gusty. Yeah, I'm a Gusty. My daughter now is at
all the way.
Yeah, my daughter's at St. Kate's, and in fact, I'm taking her out to lunch after the show. So she's
a late lunch.
Yeah, late lunch, early dinner. But she's been there for just over 2 weeks, and I miss her. So
is she a freshman?
She is a freshman. Yes, just started school a couple weeks ago in the nursing program, and I miss her, even though she's right here in town.
Well, that's it's nice too, because she is in town, but she's up the way from home, so it's okay, and you can go have lunch. It'll be great, and that's a great program too. I love that place as well.
Beautiful campus.
I took some classes there as an undergrad.
Very nice.
Yes.
Thank you, Rochelle. Thanks for putting up with me again. I'm sure Chad will be back next Friday, but always enjoy our time.
Thank you.
Rochelle Olson, read her in the Star Tribune, Cheers and Jeers, 2:30. I've been waiting for this. And even though Dave isn't here, Lindsay is ready. Am I wrong? You got a whole slew of these for me? You can talk.
At least three. Yep. I got my own open for this, too.
Oh, excellent.
Because I have a standard, too.
I'm looking forward to it. Am I wrong? Coming up. It's 2:30 on CCO.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss that today. But please welcome in place of the committee, Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong.
I love that. Now, do you have access to the committee?
I have access to communication with the committee.
Okay.
The committee I've never met with.
Right. I don't think anybody has other than Dave Harrigan.
It's kind of like Charlie with the Angels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just that box on the table.
Yeah.
Angels.
Angels. Harrigan keeps trying to get me into the outfits because he's already bought them and put them to his size.
Yep.
I'm like, eh.
Yeah. Plus, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. We love Dave. And we love Am I Wrong. It's one of my favorite things I get to do when I fill in on the Chad Hartman show. And I compile these as they come to me in my everyday life. So some of these could be 2 weeks old. Some of them could be from earlier this afternoon. We'll just see how far we get with them. And I got the buttons.
Am I wrong?
There we go. We're good to go.
Nice.
All right. Am I wrong for declaring today, September 5th, 2025, the first boot day of the season?
Am I wrong?
Boot day, meaning this is typically more for women.
Yeah.
I'm not to be sexist here, but
anybody can wear cargo boots or go-go boots, Adam. I don't know what you do
Saturdays. But I think, you know, women like the boot season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have my own calendar. I don't know if you knew this, but
New Year starts when the school year starts.
New Year started Tuesday, so Happy New Year, by the way. We're still in that window where you can wish somebody a Happy New Year. I also consider fall starts when the state fair starts.
Oh, so you're
fall
an early
is
adopter.
Still, and to prove me right this year, temperatures were a little on the beautiful, but on the cooler side. Felt like a beautiful early fall. So because of that, because in my calendar, it already is fall, you are not wrong. That it's absolutely boot season.
Thank you.
Are you wearing boots today?
I'm wearing my cargo boots.
What are cargo boots?
They're the boots that have like the, well, sometimes
thick sole.
Thick sole.
So like a Doc Martin?
Yep, we got the ankle support. Yeah, exactly, Doc Martens, except with the ankle support, because mine was just kind of the clogs when we were in middle school. That was all the hot to trot, and I'm sure it's come all the way back around since then. Continuing with the Am I Wrong? This came to me earlier today.
Okay.
Am I wrong for putting Touch Tunes in the same elite racket bracket as the Giant Slide?
Am I wrong?
It's meaning that saying that it's a racket?
Yeah. Oh. It's the best. You just clean the slide. It's one of the great bits on multiple shows. They say it's the best racket at the fair. You just have the slide, the same potato sack since 1944. Right.
And they're raking in the dough.
Touch tunes, though. We were talking with Mark Fry earlier. It's an automatic $30 deduction to my checking account every time there's a touch tunes because I'm going to play my music and I'm going to make sure it goes first.
100%. Yes, and you absolutely you want it to the front of the line. Nobody's buying it and like, oh, I'll just wait. And there's no greater joy than going into a bar and having a touch tunes that's like wide open.
Yeah.
And when you play that song and you hear the music dim because you know your song's going up first.
With arms wide open.
Yeah. Creed, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I always, people are like, let's listen to Trey's songs. I want some Charlie XCX. I'm going with straight up divorced dad rock.
There is there is so many great practical jokes associated with touch tunes. One, you can play the same song over and over and over and over again. That's an easy one.
Yep.
I'm a fan of Phish, whose average song is, 15 minutes. And yes, they're live Phish is available on touch tunes.
Most of them.
So I could, play a 20-minute song. Also, in some places, they do block certain music, but in other places, you can play some pretty raunchy music that isn't blocked. And the best thing about it is you don't even have to be at the location to play songs.
Yes.
If I have buddies who I know are at certain bars or certain areas, I will play music just for them, like weird songs, and see if they'll text me and say, did you play the song that's playing in our bar right now? That's the beauty of
touch tunes. So you're the guy that ruined grandma's brunch with WAP?
Yes, exactly.
I knew it came from somewhere.
Yep. That was me. Somebody gets it. Nothing like playing a 33-minute bathtub gin from Ventura 98 on the touch tunes. Am I right, Adam? Now, that was that's a different language of the Phish fan right there, and you are 100% correct.
Yeah, I haven't got enough crying over custody battles for me to understand that language. But I still got time in this life of ours. Okay, this one kind of fits in to our theme for the music today.
All right.
On accident. Am I wrong for believing the trap the air bubble under the boat underwater stunt from Pirates of the Caribbean would work?
Am I wrong?
So remember.
Okay, you're going to have to refresh
Curse of the
my
Black
memory.
Pearl. They bring Jack out of jail to chase Elizabeth and the Black Pearl,
okay,
right?
Yep.
In order to get to the boat, or to get to the Interceptor, which is the boat that they stole from the colonizers, they take a rowboat, they walk it under the ocean with it, they're under the boat. So they trap the air bubble, and they're walking under the ocean in the trapped air bubble in the boat.
Yep.
That would work, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
I think it would work.
See, but other people tell me that's not real. They say that that's Disney stuff.
No, I think that would
I think
work.
That's real. I've done it with like the t-shirt because I was a t-shirt kid at the pool. I've done it. Yeah, it stays there.
There's an air bubble
there's
in the
air
crab.
Bubble.
Yes.
If it's a wooden tight boat,
yeah,
I think it would work.
I think it would work too. Now you're going to run out of oxygen at some point.
No,
the
it's
oxygen
fine.
Will become unbreathable.
I have a great trip for us we could go to. It's the submarine and they go to the Titanic. I hear they're launching too.
Yeah. Sign me up.
See, same type of logic, right?
Sign me up.
Same type of logic. Okay, I think that's two or three. Should we take a break and then get to
Let's take a break and get to
a
couple
more. Look at this professionalism. Unbelievable.
2:43, more Am I Wrong with Lindsay and Adam on WCCO. So true. Keeping the white man down continuously. Now, before we continue with Am I Wrong, can we clarify something? Did you mention that you were a t-shirt kid at the pool?
Definitely.
What does that mean?
That just means
you wore a t-shirt?
I wore a t-shirt over my swimsuit.
Oh.
It just means you're self-conscious from a young age.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. We're still wading through
the chubby
origins.
Kid. I was a little chubby kid, so, And if somebody said something to me, the t-shirt would go on. To this day, I have problems taking my shirt off.
It's weird how childhood trauma still gets you.
Yep.
But I was just, my problem is I'm really lanky. If I had like a normal size torso, my doctor said I'd be 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm like the female Kevin Durant with legs and arms for days, and then a squished accordion for a torso. It's not great. It's not great. But what is great is the time that we're having for Am I Wrong?
Yep.
I've had some pretty good ones so far, some from a couple weeks ago, a couple from today. These next two are a little bit of a deeper cut into some emotional moments I had. I don't know if you know this, Adam. I've recently moved into a new house.
I did not know that.
And so
where?
In New Hope.
New Hope.
New Hope. Great place. Great spot in town.
Do you put the emphasis on hope or new? So you say New Hope or New Hope?
New Hope. Emphasis on the hope.
Really?
Yeah,
I always said
I need
New
it.
Hope.
Mm.
I always say New Hope.
Chad always says No Hope because he grew up in Golden Valley. Yeah. But I tell him, if you want to go have a party on Winnetka, it's in New Hope, not in Golden Valley.
So I say New Hope, you say New Hope.
New Hope. Okay. New Hope. I don't know. I just like hope.
Yep.
And I think it's in short supply these days, so why not manifest that every day? I live in New Hope. I have New Hope.
Yep.
Am I wrong for crying over left out leftovers the morning after?
Am I wrong?
I made
you got emotional
homemade spaghetti sauce. Like my stepdad has the he cans every year, and we get so many spaghetti sauce cans. And I had made four portions.
Yep.
So that I could freeze. I was told that you shouldn't put hot stuff into the freezer because it gets bacteria and all that stuff. So I was like, yeah, I'll just leave it out. Went to bed. So like homemade spaghetti sauce left out has to throw. I had to throw the whole thing away.
Did you have to throw that out?
I had to. What else am I supposed to do? It was out all night.
I would think spaghetti sauce could be out all night.
Who's a bacteria person? Text the text line. Tell me if this is a great regret in my life. I have many.
I don't think you needed to throw that out.
Okay. It's not right.
So text us. Like, I'm not sure. But I would think.
I was devastated.
651-461-9226. If you leave spaghetti sauce out overnight, do you have to throw it away? I don't think so. And but plus, it was warm, right? So it was cooling down. Oh, there's meat in it?
There's meat in there.
Yeah, but the meat was cooked.
Yeah. That's why we got our big brains. Get more calories out of cooking.
I don't think you needed to throw that. I would have probably saved it.
You would have said, it's fine.
And then gotten sick and then paid for it, but I would have saved it.
Yeah, I cried. It ruined my morning. It ruined my morning.
Did you really cry?
Yeah, I cried. It was an emotional morning, Adam. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes I cry about smaller things because at the time, the bigger things, I have trouble processing.
I get
that. That's how I roll.
No shame in that.
Yeah, that's all right. As long as it comes out, you got to cry, though. The shedding is very much necessary for your body.
One before you get to the next one.
Yeah.
Overly cautious on the sauce, says my mom, that's a microbiologist.
Oh, thank you.
And then somebody else says toss it.
So the microbiologist says it's probably okay. That's devastating.
You're overly cautious in throwing it off.
That's me, though. I'm overly cautious in general. Unless an old man is asking me to come down into his basement, in which I will leave my phone and any weapon in my car. Yeah. Don't ask me about that question. I've already told that question here. All right. Am I wrong for not using my partner's knife for the same spread because I saw fingerprinted peanut butter?
Am I wrong?
I needed
a
new knife.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
My partner used knife to make peanut butter bagel.
Yep.
I'm going to make peanut butter bagel. I can't use the knife that she just did because I see the fingerprint in the peanut butter on the knife. I can't.
Oh, no. That's totally right.
I just can't. It's just another knife. I know it's wasteful. Water's in short supply. The water wars, they're coming at them. Get your Dasani, but don't.
So how did the finger get in the...
That's what I'm wondering. It's a wandering hand.
Yeah.
What kind of grip are you using? Is it a continental? Is it an overlap?
Like a golf club?
Yeah, well, you never know.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, there's a fingerprint in the peanut butter on the knife. No, you're using...
Absolutely not.
Knife. I would almost like if you... Like if you're using the knife... Like, I would almost want to use a totally different knife.
Right. I would just say that in general, but once I saw the fingerprint, I could identify her other than dental record, I was like, I need a new knife.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it.
No, right. I think I'm fully behind you on that one.
Okay. I'm glad. This is going a lot better than
damn the wasted water.
Yeah.
People are lighting me up, by the way.
Why?
It says, Adam, you've lost your mind. I'm never eating at your house if you don't know food safety better than that. Adam, have you lost your mind? That is botulism at its finest.
Yeah, just let the potato salad heat up in the sun.
Tomato is acidic. I bet you eat old pizza. Of course.
Yeah, but it wasn't cold, though. We didn't cool it down. I didn't freeze the germs.
Once it was between the temp of 40 and 140, you have 4 hours to either heat it up above 140 or cool it below 40. After that, bacteria grows.
Yeah. And some bacteria is good bacteria. If we get rid of all the bacteria,
kill me makes me stronger.
Okay. Well, you should test that next time. Next time, I'll keep it. I'll bring it in studio, and I'll make sure it doesn't go
to waste. Two bowls. One, if you eat one of them, you're going to get really sick.
There you go. All right. Last one I have here. Am I wrong for thinking that the Cars for Kids jingle is the most effective jingle of all time?
Am I wrong?
I have honorable mentions that are certainly up there, but... That jingle is so pervasive, so bothersome, that my uncle mutes the TV every time it comes on. Every time. He's like, you got to do it. He has such an aversion, but we have Whopper, Whopper, Junior Whopper. That's in the running.
$5 footlong. Remember that one?
Yep. $5 footlong.
With the robot?
$5. There's berries and cream. That was a Super Bowl commercial one time. What about, we have the meats?
Yep. I mean, it doesn't have to be liked to be effective.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point.
And I think the Cars for Kids is universally loathed.
Yes. And it's
I don't
not
think
big
there's one
either.
Person out there who's just indifferent to it or you know, hey, that's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
People loathe it.
We need Pablo Torre to get to the bottom
so,
of whoever did the Cars for Kids jingle.
In that way, it absolutely is effective.
Any other advertisers on this radio station?
You
want to say?
Well, you got to sling them later on.
Well, I mean, I think as long as Cars for Kids pays their bill,
yeah,
it's one of the best.
One of the best.
It is. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's very effective at
You're
doing
pro
its job. I'm pro. That's what I'm saying. Is it the most effective jingle of all time? I have nothing wrong with it. I just think that it's the one that sticks out the most.
Does it make you want to donate your car to kids?
It certainly puts it in my mind when my
like
car starts
not.
To crap out. I'm like, maybe it's something
maybe
that I need to look
kids.
Into. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody you want to bash?
I'll bash the Cars for Kids. I'm sorry. It's not enjoyable. And the guy who sings it, it's terrible.
Wow.
The kids are okay.
Kids?
No, they're not.
But the guy who's singing, he's terrible.
I don't want to give my car to kids.
I don't either.
Kids, you're on your own. I mean, in this city, they just take a car.
Take a car, right? Yeah.
Why should I be giving my car to the damn kids? What have they done for me?
Right.
Hmm. But yeah.
Would you eat pasta sauce left out overnight?
Oh, hell yes.
What?
So would I.
Yeah. My wife and I have this argument all the time. Like, if you get leftovers and you leave them in the car and you forget to put, I'm like, let's roll the dice.
Roll the dice. Right on.
How many times have you been wrong?
I've never gotten sick.
You've never had food poisoning?
No.
You never had both exits?
No.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
not
I have. Sorry for having the constitution of a man.
Right.
Okay?
I didn't realize I was doing radio Joey Chestnut over there.
Well, the only time I've had food poisoning, it was not like something that was. I mean, it might have been something that was left out, but I ate it at a restaurant. So
sure. It's
on them.
This is your generation. Your generation has
soft, the
softest, most delicate gut ever.
Right.
Back
all
those damn vaccinations.
Just food waste.
God.
Back in our day, we didn't worry about gut bacteria.
Right.
We were making all the bacteria we needed by eating leftover food that had been left in the car overnight.
Kids are starving, and she's throwing away perfectly good pasta sauce.
You guys could save people a lot of money who need fecal transplants. Yeah. Just eat one of those.
Maybe the kids wouldn't need your cars if you just, you know, eat some leftovers and stop being so wasteful.
Right.
Get a job, you kid.
Yeah.
They yearn for the mines.
1-877
oh,
guys.
Are you doing your thing today? Is that the plan? Your canopy spot?
Are we just
not now? I'm just asking on air.
You tell me.
What do you think? He's just volunteering his time coming in here to like just kick it back and forth.
A champion of the advertisements. Money's got to move, baby.
I'm very pro advertising.
I know you are.
Yeah. We love it, and we love you for it.
Well, I'm just trying to keep everybody else working around here.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me tell you, the percentage of this that's coming to me is not exactly where I'd like to see it. But I'm glad to keep the Adam and Jordana show on the air.
Thank you.
It's a source of endless entertainment for me while I'm driving
around
in the morning and sending texts to Adam about things that.
Now, do you send texts to Jordana? Like, do you have side texts with her
too?
Wow,
you don't have to answer that.
I feel like I should. Do I? I have.
Good.
Yeah, it's not just one sided, but it's mostly one sided.
All right.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel.
What time is this show over?
I think
relatively
right now.
Soon.
All right.
Maybe like 5 seconds.
What do you got coming up other than canopy?
Well, how about I tell you in 1 minute?
Okay.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.